This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 14th, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and got a lot of news and information I want to cover. Just to get us started, you know, we're seeing a rioting protest at the Supreme Court justices' houses. And how about nary a peep? I've not seen, and I mean, I'm not that I can cover every aspect of every single thing, but no discussion in mainstream media or even talk radio, you know, the normal talk radio, as to who the leaker was. There'll be nary a peep, no investigation of any of that. All of this caused by this leak, supposedly. And the protesting that's going on at the Supreme Court justices' houses is all well and good, but if you spoke out at a school board meeting, then you were labeled a terrorist by the FBI. I mean, just the hypocrisy is just freaking unbelievable. There's protests scheduled all across the United States this weekend over abortion. I know Raleigh, North Carolina is supposed to be having a big one. Here in the bootlicker state, gas is about $4.29 now. And, you know, I went around this week to several restaurants that have signs up. They don't open till 3 now, or they're closed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Drive-thrus closed at the Subway. I mean, all because they say they can't get any workers. Just incredible. And then, of course, the baby formula. What's worse than you can't get formula? Of course, you know, if women breastfed, they wouldn't need the formula, right? But anyway, and of course, it disproportionately, like everything, affects the black community. They've surely beat that in my head this week. But the baby formula crisis. What a country. Congress votes to send $40 billion to the Ukraine so that we can, you know, fight till the Russians kill the last Ukrainian, I guess, whatever. I mean, so obvious that we're just making a bad situation worse. And yet, you know, of course, the Republicans is all on board. I think Rand Paul's holding it up in the Senate. I'm sure it'll probably pass, but $40 billion to continue a war that could, you know, have ended probably by now if we wasn't funding it. But we have baby formula shortages in America. I mean, and of course the news media, and I think we're finally done with that Psaki. I hated her. God, I hated her. And the way she would rationalize anything and everything. I mean, I think at one time they were even saying the baby formula was a conspiracy theory, that it wasn't even real, you know, which that's what they say. Or if it's not fake, it's, you know, some sort of Russian disinformation. I mean, it's just, but on top of, Americans can't even have formula for their babies, for the love of Jesus Christ. The inflation, the soaring gas prices, the open border, the supply chain shortages, the needless war, worker shortages. And they say that diesel gas scarcity is next. So I guess, you know, we're going to get to see it all. It's just, so this is Brandon Beavis Butthead, Build Back Better. Yeah, it's getting better all the time. Brandon Beavis Butthead on his daily gaffe tour. It's surreal, really, to just see that this is the reality, you know? Well, let's move on. I know probably everybody's covered this, but I just have to cover it. At least give it honorable mention. Randy Weaver died this past week on May 11th at the age of 74. You know what's interesting about Randy Weaver? Randy Weaver was before they could just railroad anybody they wanted to. You know what? People wasn't ready for just to willy-nilly railroad people in the court system in 1992 like they do now. You know? They tried. They charged Randy Weaver with shooting the FBI, with the death of the FBI agent that his friend Harris shot. And his friend Harris was shot. They charged him with that murder, and of course, his wife was killed by FBI sniper Lon Haruchi. I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly. And of course, Lon Haruchi shot his wife dead while she was in her cabin holding her baby. And of course, they didn't do anything with him. They gave it some useless lip service, but and then of course, he was also at Waco, and there was some controversy there, but I wanted to make mention. I mean, we all know the story of Ruby Ridge, and I actually, for me, in 92 when this happened, I didn't see it as it happened. Of course, information was at a whole different level in 1992 than it is now, but I didn't see it. But a year later, I did see, and it was really an incredible turn of events when I was never at home. During the day to watch television, but as luck would have it, I was on April 19th, 1993. I had taken that day off to build a fence, and I started watching, I guess it was CNN, I don't know, but I watched the Branch Davidians, a building they call a compound, in a burned down, and I immediately saw it as wrong, intentional, and it was a real game changer. I mean, that one day just happening to be off of work. I was not even into politics. I was into having a good time and blah, blah, blah. And everything changed. I wonder how my life would have turned out if I'd have just been at work that day. You know, things would have probably been definitely different. Okay. I hate to spend this much time on this story, but this story has to be done, and I urge everyone, I can't read this entire story, it'd take too much time. The Randy Weaver story is on republicbroadcasting.org. I don't know that this is, though. I didn't see it earlier, but this, the Telegraph ran this story this past week, and I'm just going to read a few segments from it, but and they had a really professional-looking graph. I urge everyone just to go and look what the Russian government released this past week, because if you had anything like a real media, I mean, and see, Glenn Beck or none of these people is going to cover this. I mean, Alex Jones covered this, and probably a lot of RBN hosts covered this, but probably the only place you'll get this type of information. But all right, here we go. Again, Telegraph is the source. Briefing on the results of the analysts' documents related to the military biological activities of the United States on the Ukrainian territory. The Russian Defense Ministry continues to study materials on the implementation of military biological programs of the United States and its NATO allies on the territory of the Ukraine. We have already mentioned Robert Pope, director of the Cooperative Threat Reduction Program and author of the idea of the Central Depository of Highly Dangerous Microisms in Kyiv. In a statement April 10th, Pope said that there's no reason to claim that research related to the development of biological weapons is taking place in Ukraine. He previously claimed that Americans did not find biological weapons when they first started working with Ukraine, and they still haven't. In addition, Ukraine lacks the infrastructure to develop and produce biological weapons. As a result of the special military operation on the territory of Ukraine, facts of work with special pathogens, which are potential agents of biological weapons, have been revealed. At the same time, it was noted that Ukraine had sent a request to the manufacturing company regarding the possibility of equipping the Bayraktar drones with aerosol equipment. In addition, on March 9th, three unmanned aerial vehicles equipped with 30-liter containers and equipped for spraying formulations were detected by Russian reconnaissance units. At the end of April, 10 more were found near Kahova. I hope I got that right. All this information causing to question the statements of the so-called American experts. We have previously provided a scheme for U.S. coordination of biological laboratories and research institutes in Ukraine. And its preliminary analysis suggests that Ukraine is essentially a testing ground for the development of biological weapon components and the testing of new samples of pharmaceuticals. The Russian Ministry of Defense was able to clarify the said scheme. It should be noted that the ideologues of U.S. military biological activities in Ukraine are the leaders of the U.S. Democratic Party. Thus, through the U.S. executive branch, a legislative framework for funding military biomedical research directly from the federal budget was formed. Funds were raised under the state guarantees from NGOs controlled by the Democrat Party leadership, including the investment funds of the Clintons, Rockefeller, Soros, and Biden. And again, they've got a graph of this, a big professional-looking graph of all how this has been done in Ukraine. The Russians know. The Russians are telling the world. But the lapdog, prostituted, bought and paid for, sellout trader media in America isn't telling anyone. The scheme involves major pharmaceutical companies, including Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, and the U.S. military-affiliated company Gilead. U.S. experts are working to test new medicines that circumvent international safety standards. As a result, Western companies are seriously reducing the cost of research programs and gaining a significant competitive edge. The involvement of controlled non-government and biotechnological organizations and the increase in the revenues allow the leaders of the Democratic Party to generate additional campaign finance and hide its distribution. Let's see. This thing's pages long, and I don't want to. The special military operation by Russian troops succeeded in obtaining additional information about bioincidents in the Ukraine. For example, materials indicating the intentional use of multidrug-resistant tuberculosis pathogens in 2020 to infect the population of the Slaviansk-Serbsky district of the LPR were examined. The flyers, made in the form of counterfeit currency notes, were infected with the tuberculosis agent and distributed to minors in the Stepovo village. How about that? The organizers of the crime took into account the behavior of the children, who have a habit of putting everything in their mouths and taking food with unwashed hands. The result of bacteriological studies have confirmed the resistance of the isolated bacteria to first and second line anti-TB drugs, meaning that the disease caused by them is much more difficult to treat and the cost of the treatment is much bigger. So you get what Russia's saying here, that the United States government and these companies were testing these biological agents on the populations in the Ukraine. In conclusion, the chief doctor of the Lugansk Republican TB dispensary also notes that there are all signs of deliberate man-made contamination of the flyers with highly pathogenic biomaterial. We previously reported on trials of potentially dangerous biological drugs on one of the least protected categories of people, patients of the Kharkov Regional Clinic Psychiatric Hospital. Yeah, that sounds like us, don't it? We have received new information revealing details of the Pentagon's inhumane experiments on Ukrainian citizens in this psychiatric hospital. The main category of suspects was a group of male patients aged 40 to 60 with a high stage of physical exhaustion. In order to conceal their U.S. affiliation, the biological research experts traveled via third country. Here is a photograph of a Florida native, Linda Oporto, who was directly involved in these works. So, it goes on to say, part of the collection of veterinary laboratory was not destroyed in a hurry in order to ensure safety and secure storage. 124 strains were exported by Russian specialists, and their study was organized. The presence in the collection of pathogens that are uncharacteristic of veterinarian medicine, such as typhoid and gangrene, is cause for concern. This could indicate the laboratory's misuse and involvement in a military biological program. We will continue to examine the full volume of material received from the Maripol Biolaboratories and will inform you about the results. And like I say, the very end of it says, thus, the information obtained confirms that the United States is implementing an offensive military biological program in Ukraine to study the possibility of forming controlled epidemics in specific territories. The special military operation of the Russian armed forces has crossed the U.S. military biological expansion in Ukraine and stopped criminal experiments on civilians. So, like I say, I just read some excerpts because the thing's lengthy. And I urge everyone to find that story and look it over and cover that story, because, like I say, you know, obviously I can't show it to you, but if Sam's able to put that story up on the RBN website, he could use that picture. They created the graph and link it all to Big Pharma and the Democratic Party right up to Joe Biden. And so, you know, what is the rest of the world going to do with that type of Yes, I will. I'll send it to you at the break, Sam. What is the rest of the world going to do with that type of information? Now, RT ran the story this week about Moscow claims Ukraine tried to infect the pro-Russian population with tuberculosis and allowed the Pentagon to carry out human experiments at a psychiatric ward. I've got that story, but it was basically covered in the first story, so I'm not going to read it again. But this is what they are claiming. And, you know, it's just such hypocrisy. The United States government that goes around the world trying to dictate to everyone else what they should or shouldn't do because we care so much about our democratic values. And then it looks like, and I have no problem believing it, I'm sure no one in this audience has any problem whatsoever believing that all of that would be completely true, because I have no faith in the United States government doing anything moral or just, and always doing everything that is heinous and on the side of evil. Unfortunately, I get no pleasure out of saying that. So one thing I wanted to say quickly, maybe I can get it in right here. This story, food chain reaction crisis simulation ends with global carbon tax. Back in 2015, they did a climate hunger, civil unrest, and spiking food price came together at the food chain reaction game in Washington, D.C. 65 international policymakers, academics, business, and thought leaders gathered at the World Wildlife Fund's headquarters in Washington, D.C. to game out how the world would respond to a future food crisis. I just wanted to throw that in because this story is really interesting. Because guess what does it end with? The most eye-catching result, however, was the deal between the U.S., the EU, India, and China, standing in for the top 20 greenhouse gas emitters, to institute a global carbon tax and cap CO2 emissions by 2030. The game took players from the year 2020 to 2030, as it was projected the decade brought two major food crises, with prices approaching 400% of the long-term average, a raft of climate-related extreme weather events, governments toppling in Pakistan and Ukraine, and famine and refugee crises in Bangladesh, Chad, and Sudan. So the governments of Pakistan and Ukraine were toppled in this, and they played out this war game, or this food chain reaction game, in 2015, and at the end of it, the realism of the exercise exceeded expectations, said former U.S. Senator Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Remember that scumbag who acted as a mentor to the players? It's much closer to the real world than you think. People who play here are very committed and serious, Tom Daschle said. Doesn't that make you feel really good inside? Tom Daschle, who probably should be committed, They play out these games and then look at where we're at right now in 2022 with the supply chain breakdown, and you can't even get baby. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron, back in moments.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Someone threw a Molotov cocktail into the office of a pro-life group in Wisconsin. The official White House statement said, "President Biden strongly condemns this attack and political violence of any stripe." First of all, official statement? President Biden couldn't comment himself? Second, someone throws a firebomb and this administration strongly condemns the action. But speak out at a school board against critical race theory in elementary school and you're a domestic terrorist. The MAGA movement is the most extreme political movement in our country has ever seen. Defend yourself during a riot and you're a racist. January 6th attendees are held under the jail without due process for attacking democracy itself. Firebombing a pro-lifer, strongly condemned. This administration is a partisan blend of hyperbole and hypocrisy. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com until tomorrow. See this Pacem Parabellum.
Conspiracy factualist, everyone else is a reality. Dearest, you know, I just about fell out of my chair last night. I was watching Lester Buckholt on NBC Nightly News, and I had already printed off the story where a gunned down Israeli troops accused of assassinating U.S. Al Jazeera journalist in West Bank raid, but Israel blames Palestinian gunfire. Shireen Abu Alk, maybe, was covering unrest in the Jenin refugee camp when she was killed, and Israel has claimed it was likely Palestinian gunfire. But last night on NBC Nightly News, they were having the funeral, and they're carrying the coffin, you know, like up on their shoulders, you know how you've seen the pictures. And, you know, they're dressed in, you know, the type of garb you would expect them to be dressed in at a funeral, these Palestinians. And the Israeli police is in like the full riot gear with the big helmets, you know, the whole. Now, you're just beating them with sticks. I mean, just, and I mean, they're like all but dropped the coffin. It really looked bad. And they covered that on NBC Nightly News. Of course, there was no, you know, nobody talking about how horrible this was and how horrible it looked. And of course, at the end, they said there were some Palestinians throwing rocks. There wasn't any, you know, footage of that. But they sure did lay the beat down on them coffin carriers. I'll tell you that much. So that'll be the end of that story. Too, just like the Supreme Court leaker. I heard this said on the somewhere on the radio. I'm not sure who it was. I think it was maybe them guys at Unforgettables that took over for Rush Limbaugh. But then I saw it on Breitbart, and I thought, wow, that really is true. Representative Kat Hamack, Republican from Florida, says that while Americans face a worsening baby formula shortages, they are sending pallets, yes, pallets of baby formula, to the border. Who is they? Well, the Biden administration, of course. You don't think Joe Biden would put Americans at the head of the baby formula line, do you? I'm just reading this from Breitbart. Democrats hate Americans, especially the babies they didn't get a chance to abort. That's about where we're at. You know, I was thinking about it. You know, what we hear now in mainstream media that they have to cover, you know, because it's happening, you know, even though they try to put their slant on it or whatever, you know, it's happening. Just like, you know, the Biden administration is saying anyone that claims the election was rigged or fraudulent is a terrorist, and they cover that. You know, it sounds like us from a few years ago. I mean, it's traversed that far. After this break, I've got a Max Malone clip from BitChute. I'm only going to play 2 minutes of it because a lot of it's not radio friendly. It's not that it's vulgar or using bad language, but it's all these people that are having reactions to the clot shot. You know, shaking, convulsing, falling out. There's a famous, or I guess famous, I didn't know anything about that, Vietnamese female chef that would cook on her YouTube channel, had a big following supposedly, and she fell out and just died live on YouTube, and she had talked about she had just been vaccinated. I mean, this is widespread. I've even heard people say, and I mean, I don't know that this is the case. I kind of don't think it is, but maybe it is. Who knows? That the worker shortage is from all the people that's sick or dead from the clot shot, you know, because they're not giving them out stimulus checks anymore. So anyway, here you've got a member of Congress saying that while Americans are searching for baby formula, and I've got a grandson, you know, and so this is concerning to anyone that's stuck in this situation in the Brandon Beavis Butthead Build Back Better era. Coming up on a break, back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We're back on the alternative media, appearing in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And a new report, needtoknow.news, from the Bank of International Settlements estimates that up to 90% of national central banks are at least in the planning stages for launching a new central bank digital currency, or CBDC. This echoes a March report from the IMF, which claimed over 100 nations are at least in the planning stages of releasing their own CBDC. It seems programs of government-issued digital money have now been gaining momentum all around the world since at least 2020, and apparently now they exist in over half the countries on the planet. The newest of these, Brazil and Namibia, announced their plans only last month. As with all globalist agendas, the push for CBDCs is always part of the current thing. First, it was a response to COVID. Then they could help us halt climate change. Then they're a response to the Ukraine war. Yeah, they're the answer to everything. Using that method, they have moved from a barely discussed fringe idea to regular mainstream coverage, and 90% of the world is trying them out, all within the space of a couple of years. Interestingly, while CBDs are being talked about more and more, there is one specific feature of them which is being talked about less and less: programmability. Essentially, any CBDC would give either the state, the central bank, or the corporation issuing the money as wages the power to control how and where the money is spent. Any CBDC amounts to potential third-party control of your money. It's that simple. So you can read that story. It's got links in it to the entire IMF report over at needtoknow.news. So I'm going to play just 2 minutes of Max Malone's video. You can find it on BitChute. It's really interesting, but I'm going to play just a little bit of the beginning of it here, and then we're going to cover a little bit more on COVID update. Go ahead with audio one, please, Sam.
These vaccines are the most deadly vaccines ever made by man. It is definitely a bioweapon. Drinking Drano, liquid Drano, is safer by 100% than taking these vaccines. For the simple reason, if you take Drano, you can be rushed to the hospital and doctors can save you. But if you take the vaccine, you will die. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. There's no reversing it. There's no taking the graphene antenna out of you. Your organs will deteriorate and you will die. Heart failure, kidney failure, aneurysm, blood clots, heart attack, and strokes. It's made to look like you died of natural causes, except there's so many young people dying. Kids, young women, young men, in their teens, in their 20s, in their 30s, their 40s, 50s, 60s, and so on. These aren't natural deaths. There's a popular YouTube woman who dropped dead in the middle of her YouTube cooking show. This really hurt me when I saw this. You know, a beautiful woman who was innocent and had no idea what she's done. And I asked God to have mercy on her soul. But I cried, and I asked Jesus to forgive her, you know, to have mercy on her soul. Because these things are an abomination to God. These vaccines are an abomination. It's the mark of the beast. We'll start off with this beautiful woman whose life was taken at 30 years old because our one world government wants us all dead. Please tell people not to take this vaccine. It is death. That's all it is death.
Oh my God. All right, we can just cut that right there. It's not very radio friendly, but I urge everyone to go there and look at it, man. It's powerful, because he moves on from her who drops dead on her video to a bunch of other people being, hauled to the hospital, having allergic reactions or, all kinds. It's only about 10 minutes. It's unbelievable that that's where we find ourselves. But listen to this. Who ran it? NeedToKnow.news ran this story. Wall Street investment expert Edward Dowd says that according to data from the publicly traded life insurance companies and funeral homes, excess deaths were up by 20% in the first quarter of 2022. But he says the death rate should fall as COVID is winding down. He blames the higher mortality rate on COVID injections. A 20% increase is about an additional 1.8 per thousand for a population of 33 million. That equates to 600,000 excess deaths this year. So I think it was Daryl last week was pointing out that all these numbers are going to be provable. And it's true. And, of course, no one's covering story in mainstream media, hoping that everyone will just, not be aware that this is happening. But I mean, this is happening, and it is quite a time to be alive. When instead of us discussing what we thought they may would do, they've actually have implemented it now and have done it and are doing it, and we see the gigantic move right in front of our face with all of it coming together simultaneously: digital currency, war, supply chain breakdowns, deaths by the clot shop, I mean, it's a gigantic move on their behalf. And, of course, the worthless Republicans and the evil Democrats, it's surreal to sit back and watch it. Joe Biden marked the 1 millionth American death from the China flu on Thursday without apologizing for his devastating mishandling of the pandemic. This is a Breitbart story, too. When Biden was sworn in, roughly 400,000 people had supposedly died. Now it's 600,000, which is, you know, what some of the mainstream media is reporting. But it goes on to say 1 million dead from coronavirus, 60% under Biden, who had the vaccine. So, you know, we're seeing actually an increase in the deaths, apparently. And so much of the population is vaccinated. Have you noticed they dropped that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated because people kept getting sick that had the vaccine, supposedly. And still, I don't know about you guys. I'm sure it's the same where you live. But here, you can't watch the local news or any. You can't turn. If you turn on a TV, about every commercial break, there's going to be a public service announcement pushing for you to get vaccinated. It's just unbelievable. I wanted to throw this in just because I think it's interesting. House subcommittee will hold hearings next week about UFOs, the first open congressional hearing about UFOs in more than 50 years. You know, I was reading an article by Andrew England, and I thought he made some really good points. I hadn't sat down and thought about it, but it is an excellent point. Since, 2010, 2011, somewhere in there, everybody, for the most part, is walking around with a camera in their pocket. I mean, not every single person I know, but a large part of society, for sure. But people aren't getting photographs of UFOs, you know, quality video. I don't see it. But before that, you know, on Coast to Coast, there was always somebody calling in saying they saw a UFO, and some of the stuff that was put out as UFOs was just so ridiculous. Remember that one that done the wedding cake? Had all those wedding cake pictures of UFOs? I mean, you know. But isn't it kind of interesting that Congress hasn't held a public hearing on unidentified aerial phenomenon in over 50 years, but now Andre Carson, a Democrat from Indiana, tweeted Tuesday morning that will change next week when I lead a hearing in at House Intel on the topic and the national security risk it poses. Americans need to know more about these unexplained occurrences. The hearing will be held Tuesday, May 17th, in front of a subcommittee of the House Intelligence Committee, which is chaired by, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff told New York Times that the committee is holding the series to explore one of the great mysteries of our time and to break the cycle of excessive secrecy and speculation with truth and transparency. Two current Pentagon officials were testified here. Well, you know what? This is interesting to me. Report from Iron Mountain. Everybody in this audience knows that there's speculation that at some point they will try to hoax off a alien invasion or, you know, isn't it interesting if they find like a microscopic microbe on Mars? What do they claim? They claim they found life. Remember? If they find a microscopic microbe and it's alive, they claim they found life. But here on this planet, you know, you're not a living human being at 9 months in the womb. They want to be able to kill you in the womb, even after you exit the womb. But they go to another planet and find, you know, a little bitty tiny microbe, and well, by golly, we found life. Let's see. This thing here ends with, since then, Motherboard and other outlets have obtained hundreds of pages of reports and research on futuristic technology funded by the government under the AATIP and a related program called the Advanced Aerospace Weapons System application program, the Barack Obama Presidential Library also said it has thousands of pages of UFO documents. So I don't know. I just threw that one in there for kind of the fun of it. But we'll see. I mean, you know, they've not released all of the JFK documents, you know. And remember what a big letdown that was under Trump. It was supposed to be released, and then they said because of national security reasons, you know, it couldn't be released. But they did release some. If you remember this, now I covered it. They did release some, and what was in the JFK release? Stuff about Martin Luther King. Remember that? You know, who was killed years after JFK, but anyway, I guess we'll move on. We'll move on from that, all right? How about this? You know, I was thinking last week, I said, you want Clown World? I'll give you Clown World. You want some more Clown World? How big of Clown World can you handle? Maybe I should do the Clown World segment. Where did I get this at? Mira.co.uk. A man being called bald is sexual harassment, an employment tribunal has ruled. This is from the UK. Tony Finn, 64, claimed he had been a victim of sexual harassment when his manufacturing firm colleague called him a bald C and then three letters with asterisks, so you can figure it out. A bald blank. The panel sitting at Sheffield agreed and compared it to when someone mentions a woman's breasts. The ruling made by a panel of three men who pointed out their own lack of hair comes in a case between the veteran electrician and his employers. Mr. Finn was fired last year from the West Yorkshire-based British Bung Company, where he'd worked for 24 years. In a statement, Mr. Finn told the tribunal about several incidents in which the term was used, and he was fearful of violence. His colleague denied using the term. So, we've made the move now over into ungrate. We're even calling someone bald. It's sexual harassment. Sexual harassment. I mean, their painting was such a broad brush now, and when we come back, I'm going to play the Mark Dice clip, which really lines this up. Yeah, I've had a couple emails. I'm going to take phone calls on next hour. To where anything, everything, it would just be a Sue Happy country, which I guess is what they want, because if you misgender someone and call them by the wrong pronoun, that is violence. That is violence. Now, burning down the cities and rioting and destroying car dealerships, that was not deemed violence. That was deemed peaceful protest. But just speaking the wrong pronoun in America to someone that is claiming they're of the opposite gender. I mean, can you imagine what this country looks like to anybody that's sane left in the world with these self-inflicted, media-created hysteria? Media-created problems, hysterias, constantly. I mean, just like I moseyed over to Natural News, which I don't like to use much as a source for some reason, but they're claiming we're going to be having some sort of diesel Armageddon next, which, you know, that's going to be horrific if that's the case. I mean, what was gas when Biden took office? I think around here it was like maybe 225, 240. So it's almost doubled, not quite. How about this? Over a 10-year period, the National Institute of Health Agency scientists and executives such as Dr. Fauci received a total of $350 million in royalty payments from third parties such as pharmaceutical companies, according to an independent investigation that obtained government documents through a lawsuit. The probe by Adam Andrew Jinsky and his nonprofit OpenTheBooks.com examined the royalty payments for inventions by agency scientists. In addition, NIH granted $30 billion to about 56,000 recipients, the openbooks.com found, noting that the largest of taxpayer money buys a lot of favor and clout within the scientific research and healthcare industries. Yeah, it sounds like a nice little club where the rich just keep getting richer and patting each other's back pocket. The good old boy network. And look at what it's doing to the American population. Here we've got, the most suicides, I think, last year was calculated of any year. We've got record amount of people with drug problems. We've got open border. We got human trafficking because of the open border. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, It's unbelievable that the American people are willing to sit back and choke down this level of mask-off tyranny. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
The Cherokee are brave. We are not afraid to die.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio. I'm going to be taking your phone calls. I'm going to play the Mark Dice clip at the top of the hour. It's 3 minutes and 44 seconds. Then we're going to take phone calls on next hour. I had this last week, and I didn't get to it. I wanted to get it in. I'm just going to read a small segment of it, but it's from RT.com. The day America lost its status as the ultimate defender of human rights. Well, you know, I wanted to know what day that was, actually. You know, well, according to this, in 2001, the U.S. was expelled from the United Nations Human Rights Commission. May 4th, 2001 marks the day when the U.S. was voted off the United Nations Commission on Human Rights. The decision should have provided the superpower with a much-needed wake-up call. Instead, it just became more reckless on the global stage. With the benefit of hindsight, there was no loss of irony about Washington losing its seat on the body for the first time since the panel's founding in 1947. That's because, as far as America's track record on human rights was concerned, the best was yet to come. In a few short years, the United States would rewrite the book for inhumane behavior in its decades-long war on terror. While that is something nobody could have predicted in May 2001, perhaps the feeling that America had lost its moral compass was already in the air. Now, this thing is goes into detail, but I'm just going to read another little segment of it here. In 2004, it was also discovered that the United States was responsible for severe human rights violations at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Described as enhanced interrogation techniques, prisoners were systematically tortured, raped, and sodomized. The Guardian published some of the shocking images. Against all expectations, Americans' human rights record did not get any better with the arrival of Barack Obama, America's first black president who rose to power on the promise of hope and change. In 2016 alone, on Obama's watch, U.S. forces dropped some 26,171 bombs on foreign countries. Syria and Iraq were targeted some 12,000 times each. Afghanistan, 1,337. Libya, 496. Yemen, 35. Somalia, 14. And Pakistan, 3. Also experienced attacks on their territory. In the last year in office, Barack Obama had the distinction of being at war longer than any other president in history. How about those numbers for you, people? All right, coming up on the top of the hour break, we'll play a three-minute clip. Then we're going to have Paul, then Art on the line. Back in a moment.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.